Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about why it doesn't matter if you love the narcissist in your life. We often hear that love conquers all, and that's true in a lot of cases. However, it is not true in the case of the pathologically narcissistic person. They don't recognize or understand love at all, although they may seek it incessantly. It's a sad situation where they are continuously demanding something from people that they cannot recognize and will not accept. This, of course, does not stop them from wanting it. It only stops them from getting it. Narcissists do want love. They demand love, in fact, and they punish people they don't feel are giving it to them. They believe they have been shortchanged by life or that they are superior, and therefore everyone needs to recognize their status as a victim or a superior being by showing them all-encompassing unconditional love, forgiveness, and compassion. The problem is, that's not reality, and they do know that on some level. Their positive image, or false self, as we say, is a fake. It's a cover-up, a mask for the pathological shame, self-hatred, and inadequacy that they feel. Because of these things, they are convinced that no one will ever love them, and no one ever has. This is why it doesn't matter whether you love them or not. They cannot recognize it, even if you do. Everything will be twisted into something bad because they're unable to believe in other people's sincerity or trust that people have genuine feelings. Anything you might do or say cannot compete with the barrage of self-hatred and abuse that they heap upon themselves nonstop. Some people disagree with the idea that narcissists hate themselves, but it's obvious from their behavior even when they try to hide it. People who truly care about themselves don't sabotage and abuse themselves the way that narcissists often do. I've actually done a few episodes of the show on that exact subject if you need a little more information. The exception to this rule would be psychopaths who don't usually seem to suffer from the same type of delusional self-hatred that other types of narcissists do. On the contrary, psychopaths seem to have no feelings at all, even for themselves. It's a wonderful idea to believe or hope that you could love someone back to health and heal them and show them love for the first time ever or whatever the situation may be, but in too many cases, it's just not true. It doesn't happen. In the case of narcissists, for example, it's not true. They cannot be loved back to health because there's no health to go back to. Their personality has grown into its dysfunction. There's no baseline normalcy to go off of. For example, if someone has schizophrenia, it usually shows up when they're in their 20s. They used to function one way, and then they began to function differently. There was a before and an after. With narcissistic people, this is their normal. There is no before and after. There's no other way that they've ever been. Breaking through something like that is much more difficult. How can someone see there's a problem if they've never been any different? How can you make someone understand that the way they are literally perceiving things is wrong? When something is affecting someone's perception, explaining to them is pointless. The reason you're having to explain it to them is exactly the same reason they can't see the problem. It would be like if you were describing a painting to a blind man because he can't see it, and he's telling you that he can't understand what you're describing because he can't see it, and you just keep saying, "It's right here, look, look at how the artist did this." Well, he can't. He can't see it. Loving a narcissistic person is a painful, frustrating, and ultimately pointless endeavor where people wait for years chasing something that they're not going to get. It's not really malicious on the narcissist's part. They're not purposely not loving you out of spite. But you can't pour from an empty cup, and they have nothing to give. That's really the truth of it. They have nothing to give you. They can only take, and as long as you keep offering, they'll keep taking, regardless of whether that's fair or not. You will be offered nothing in return except abuse. You will not be appreciated, considered, or thanked. You will not get what you want from the relationship. That's just the way it is. There's no happy ending here. There's no amazing moment where they finally understand and it's all worth it because now everyone lives happily ever after. There's only abuse and pain and disrespect and frustration until you get tired enough of it to leave, or until they find someone who isn't wise to their game yet and discard you. Or maybe they never leave, but instead of attacking you, they just ignore you 90% of the time. You can love a narcissist if you wish, and you can pursue a relationship with a narcissist if you wish, but expecting your love and sacrifice to pay off in the end is unrealistic. It does not matter to them. It has not mattered to them yet, and it likely never will. They don't even notice it. The only thing that matters to pathologically narcissistic people is getting their needs met, and since they have no idea what their needs even are, realistically, or how to achieve any of this, there's almost zero chance of that ever happening. Because of this, everyone that comes into their lives will be a bitter disappointment to them. Everyone who tries to love them will fail them. Not because they're failures, but because the narcissist believes other people are responsible for holding their broken pieces together. This is impossible, and when people cannot perform the miracle of making the narcissist into who they want to be, they are hated. It's sadly ironic that narcissists demand love from other people, yet don't understand love at all. They cannot recognize it, they cannot give it, and they can't accept it. They are doomed to forever seek something they're never going to find. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.